Okay, so we have here, we're continuing on Shabbos, Kuf Gimel Mevayis, Kuf Dal Amud Aleph. And the question is, if you're supposed to make a mem, I guess a regular mem, I'm sorry, mem sofes, and you make it into a regular mem, does it work? Does it work, let's say, vis-a-vis kasha of the Sefer Torah. So the first braisa which the Gemara brings in, Chsavtam Ksivatama, basically says that no, that's to be perfect. And if you change a sofis to a regular or vice versa, then the Sefer Torah or the Tefillin and the Mezuzah are possible. Okay, that's one mandamer. Okay. Now, the other Manda Amar brings down a drash, it would seem. And it says that there's a remez to Nisach HaMayim in the Torah. Namely, from Viniskehem Unsacheha Kemishpatam. So there's an extra mem, an extra yud, an extra mem. So it spells Mayim. Okay, it spells Mayim. So it's a remez for Nisach HaMayim. So the Gemara says, oh, but one second. Supposed to spell Mayim. Supposed to spell Mayim. Now Mayim is really written with a regular mem. The first one is a regular mem, but the Torah wrote it. V'niskehem, mem sofis. So apparently, if you have a regular mem and you write it as mem sofis, apparently it's kosher. Torah did it. He meant to write a regular mem because of Mayim, and yet he wrote mem sofis. So apparently, the Gemara deduces from this that you see this brisa. Who makes this drash and this remez must hold that if you're allowed to change. Okay? Fine. So the Gemara says, no, maybe only that direction, but not the other direction, and we'll get into the more details. But for the time being, the Gemara assumes that you can change one way, you change the other way. Okay. So you have we have machlokas. Could you change a regular mem to a mem sofis or vice versa? Is the Sefer Torah, is it still in the Tefillin and Mezuzah? Is it going to be kosher or pasul? And as a nafkamina also, if you say it's good in the Sefer Torah, so then it's going to end up being kosher. When you're shem yishimon, so you'll say it's a teva, it's a miskayim, because it's a kosher shem with a mem. A regular mem is going to be a word in the Sefer Torah, and therefore it's going to be a miskayim, and they're going to be chai for shem yishimon. Okay. So one question is, what's the machlokas, whether you could change them or not. The other machlokas, the other question we asked, maybe a little more pointed, which is that how do you be dorei? How do you learn? Just because one brisa has a drash of remez l'nizayon a Torah. That's very nice. It's a remez. Like, you can't make the remez if it's mem sofis, mem. I mean, how do you prove from the fact that you make a remez that it means that it's kosher in a sefer Torah? Sefer Torah is specific requirements. It's just because you use it for remez, therefore the thing is kosher. Now the Rambam in the Pirush Mishnayos mentioned, he says, presumably explaining one of the sides that is kasher, he says, "Kasakol halech achar habitoy." You go to the pronunciation. Therefore, I guess, mem sofis, they're pronounced the same way, and therefore the Torah is good. So I guess that's a little bit of a hint. I mean, Rambam seemingly is explaining that, you know, Svara for why it's good in Sefer Torah, even though he's not explicitly that's what he's doing, but it would seem so. So that's sort of it. Okay, and that's basically where we're at. Okay, so let's take this in two steps. Okay? The first step is, I'm going to beg the question of why, but let's just go to the first step. Question is, it's a very simple question. You have, let's say, mem and mem sofis. Are those two different letters? Okay? Or are they one letter? In other words, is it pshat that there are two letters? So one letter is called mem. Other one is mem sofis. Okay? If you want, you might as well call them other things. Okay? Now, mem has a rule. It's only when it's in the middle of the word. Mem sofis has its own rule. It's only when it's at the end of the word. Okay? But they happen to both make the same sound, but essentially they're two different letters. In the Aleph Beis, you count them as two letters. They're two different letters. Or you say there really is one letter, mem. But when mem appears, there's a different derech ksiva for a mem, depending on where it appears in the word. It's not a different letter. It's just you write it differently. There's a different Maisek Siva for the Mem depending upon where it appears. It's a different way to write it. But the Os, it's the same exact Os. It's one Os. There's only one Os Mem. Okay, or again, the other way is that they're really two different Osios. Two different Osios. And one of them has a rule that it comes at the beginning of the middle of the word, the other one has a rule that comes at the end of the word. So if you buy that for a second, I mean, it's maybe arbitrary. Why should you say it's one or two? I'll get to there after. But if you buy that, so that is, I think that explains the question here. See, because if you say that they're two different OCOs, so obviously if you change one for the other, it's possible. Right? You can't change an aleph for an ayin, you can't change an emphasis for a mem. It's psal. Okay? But if you say they're really the same letter, it's just a halacha. It's the same really chavta shalos. It's just a question that derech ksiva, when Sofer writes the Torah, if the mem appears here, he should write it this way. If he writes it there, he should appear that way. But that's not going to passel the Torah, because the chavta shalos is really the same. It's just a matter of there's two different maisei ksiva for the thing. So he's not following the hilchos of writing the Torah. He should have written it the other way. But in terms of the chavta, that's a mem. Mem is a mem. So there's two different ways to write it. You know, like right, it would be like a calligraphy. If you're writing something, an invitation, you write it fancy, you put a little big, little fancy letter. But it doesn't mean it's a different letter, it's the same letter, it's just a different style of writing the thing. It's the same exact letter. You know? So then it's not going to apostle it. Okay, now, additionally, I think it answers the question about the remes. See, because if you say that they're two different letters, so then it's not appropriate to use a remes to mayim from mem sofes yud mem. Because that's not mayim. It's not mayim. Mayim is mem. Regular mem yud mem sofus, and mem and mem sofus are two different letters. Just like if you're trying to make a remez, let's say to father, to av, okay, you wouldn't be able to have a remez ayin base. You say, well, av spells av, sounds like av. Yes, yeah, it sounds like av, but that's not a word. It has a spelling. The spelling is aleph base, not ayin base. So mayim has a spelling. Regular mem yud mem sofus, not mem sofus yud mem sofus. So I, they sound the same. Yeah, but they're different letters. If you say the different letters, then it's not an appropriate remez. There's no such remez. It's a rope-off. You can't do that. It sounds alike, but it starts sounding alike. I mean, you can do anything. It's not. There's no remez like that. So now the question is, though, what's the sense of this thing? I mean, I'm kind of just following the steps so far. You know, I'm not giving a concept behind the thing. I'm just saying, is it two letters or is it one? You know what I mean? Okay, I'm sort of defining the thing here. You know? I mean, I'm not saying it's the only way to define it, but I'm kind of just taking a small step, which is very close to the fact, you know? But a little more than the fact, I think, but, you know? But the question is, what's the sense to saying the two different letters or the one letter? Okay? So the thing is like this, is that I think in an os, in osios, they're really two things. See, in osios, you could they're produce sounds. That's like their function. They produce certain sounds. And osios are also like a chafta shel ksav. There's a tsuras os. Okay, an os isn't just what makes a certain noise. It's from Sinai. I mean, there's a tsuras os. A tsuras osios. So the question is, what is the essence of os? Okay, is an os essentially a sound producer, which is conveyed through a certain form, but the essence of an os is really as a sound producer? Or do you say that the essence of the os is a certain ksav, and that ksav has a function of producing a sound, but the essence of an os is a tsuros ksav, is a ksav? Okay, like what's an aleph? Is an aleph that shape thing, or is an aleph ah? And, oh, yeah, how do you make ah? Well, you use that shape. Okay, so there's the difference. The difference is going to be by mem sofus, mem sofus. Because if you say the essence of a os is really is a sound producer, so then you'll say there's only one sound producer, mem. Okay, now, it's true that the sound producer comes about through a certain form, and there are two different forms, depending on where it appears. But if the essence of an os is a sound producer, you can't say that it's two different osios, it's one os. But if you say that the essence of an os is really a tsura, and the function is like a superadded thing, essentially an os is a tsura, so mem and mem sofus are two different osios. So
There's nothing to do with one another. One's the first day. They look different. So now it's true they happen to both have the same function, but that's just accidental. Doesn't make it into the same osis. It's a different osis. So to speak, like, what's the essence of an alphabet? You could argue. In a certain sense, the essence of an alphabet, like the sounds. Like, I guess every alphabet consists of sounds. It's a certain number of sounds. Like, certain alphabets have different sounds. Like, Hebrew has a sh sound. That's an os. English doesn't have that. Okay, we have sh, there's no... So you could say that sound exists in the English, in the Hebrew alphabet, not in the English alphabet, you know? So you could argue that an alphabet, the essence of the osios, is that the sounds which could be produced. Now it's true, though, the sounds are produced through a particular tsura, which I give it, because I have these sounds, and now I have to make shapes which will correspond to them. But the essence of the alphabet is the sounds which are conveyed in that alphabet. Now, yeah, in economy there's forms. But now one letter could have two forms, depending where it's the beginning of the word or the end of the word, but that doesn't make it into a different letter. That's just an accidental thing. That when I want to take this sound and put it on paper, and putting it on paper in the beginning of a word, I do it in one form, but at the end of the word, I put it in a different form. But it's not a different os. It's not a different os because the os is really the sound. So it's sure there's a form, but that's the technicality. I have to do a form, so I do the form. There's a rule for whatever reason. There's a rule that depends on when I write it. You know, but again, now you could ask a question, which I think there's a good answer to. Which is, so then, according to the side, they say the essence of an os is a sound producer. So what about aleph and ayin, let's say, or letters which have the same sound?
Samach and sin.
Samach and sin, or ches and chaf. Okay, so the Gemara Megillah, David's saying, is that it says that aleph and ayin and ches and chaf have different sounds. I think that's the premise. I think that is, I've heard that before, we in Ashkenaz, we don't pronounce these things differently. But I think that's a mistake. I think that every os is really has a different sound. And that's like a lot of ayin, you know, and the chayet is like a different than a chaf, and you know. I think that's really the way it's supposed to be. That they really are supposed to be. And I think Sfardim, I think they do have different sounds for that. I know kaf and kuf is like, I think it's also different. Kuf and a kaf. They're different. It's like a kuf. Like one has like a deeper kind of kuf. I think it's like a little bit of a deeper type of a sound. But I think that's really, in truth, that's what it's supposed to be. But we don't have the Masorah for that, so we don't do it like that. But in Echonami, in theory, the Gemara says every letter is different, or, I mean, I thought that's a premise, that every letter is a different sound. But the Gemara Megillah just says,
it has particular.
Right, and just to say, you may argue it's a big machlokas, I'm saying, it's a question about the letters themselves, as opposed to just like Akashas and Pasos and Sefer Torah. But you see, the Gemara says that if you held that it's Pasol, and then you couldn't even make a drash from Mayim. So if you're going to tell me that really they're the same letter, it's just a matter of whatever, it's Pasul and Sefer Torah, because it has to be 100% or whatever, but why can't it be used as a drash? Just a drash. But if you say that really they're entirely different letters, so then it makes sense you can't use it in a drash, because they're different letters. You can't use it in a drash, different letters. It's not, you know, it's not the same word. Oh, and that's the Rambam, by the way. I call it a Harbitoi. Because he means that the Mishnah is holding that the essence of a letter is the pronunciation. So therefore, two letters which are pronounced the same are really the same letter. So Mem, Mem, Sofis are really the same letter, because they're pronounced the same. That the essence of the thing is the letter, is the sound. They're different forms? Okay, different forms, but that's not Ma'akev. And it's still defined as the word shame. Shame is shame. It's written Mem, Mem, Sofis, doesn't matter. It's a Mem. Mem's a man, because the Bitoy. So that's Mahalagas. Okay, so now we have one other position, which is that if, okay, so Gemara says, so basically what the Gemara proved from this Viniskehem thing, that Shita held, that if you have a mem, a regular mem, and you write as mem sofis, it's kasher. And the implication is vice versa also. Which means, as Svara means, why is it the case vice versa also? Because it means, why is it kosher? It must be because it's the same letter. It's the same letter, just different ways of writing it. So then, what's the difference if you go one way or the other way? It's the exact same letter. Right? So why should it matter one way or another way? So the Gemara then says, no, maybe not. Maybe you could change a regular one to a sophist, but not vice versa. Because when you go from regular to sophist, you're making it better. Because you see in the Luchos, that's what they had. They had a sophist. So therefore, you change is good.
But the regulars weren't from the Luchos, but they were from the Nevi'im. The Nevi'im added it on. So if you change a Sophist to a regular one to a Navi one, you're diminishing it, and therefore it's not going to be kosher. So Gemara is saying, maybe it only goes one way. Maybe it only goes one way. Right? Maybe it only goes one way. So of course there's an implicit question is, how do the Nevi'im make up their own ladder? Which is what the Gemara asks, but I think we should ignore that question for now because that's what the Gemara asks, and obviously that doesn't work because of that. But presumably, there's an assuming you get around that problem, or assuming the problem didn't exist, intrinsically, there would be a sense to this thing. If the Nevi'im had such a power or whatever, it's not like it's an illogical formulation, it's just that the Nevi'im don't have a right to do it. So the question is, what sense is there? Like, what do you mean it's better or it's worse? And if you're going to tell me that that's a mem, then you should be able to change it both ways. If it's not, then it's not. There's no such thing. Like, what does that mean? Like, what would the setup have been if that were the case? And really, there's two mems. And if you change from a regular to a sophist, it's good. If you change from a sophist to a regular mem, it's not good. I mean, are they different? If they're two different letters, you shouldn't be able to change. Like, what did the Nevi'im do? Did they make up a new letter? And if it's a new letter, then you shouldn't be able to change either way. Or do you say they made up the same letter? So they made up the same letter, then you should be able to change either way. Like, what sense is there to say that you change one way and not the other way? Manushach. Because there's a statement out there that Manspach is from the Nevi'im. So the question is, and we don't know which one it means. Does it mean the Sophist or the regular is from the Nevi'im? So the thing is, well, you have another mem, another statement, which says is that the mem in the Luchos was nes, it was floating. So it's just, you deduce, it must be that the mem was floating, then it must be that the mem Sophist was in the Luchos, and then the Nevi'im introduced the other ones. So therefore you see that the regular ones are higher, not because they were in the Luchos, but the Luchos is indicating to us that Mishinai is really the Mem Sophist. And the Nevi'im introduced the other ones. So now if you change them, so then if you go one way it's good, the other way it's not good. So now my question is again, what's the sense to this thing? How about this? Let me leave you this question and let me give you another question also, okay? Is that what you were going to say?
No.
So let's do this. So let's leave this one and then, so now that the Gemara asks, is like, what do you mean? How can the Nevi'im introduce it? Eila ha-mitzvos. It's a pasuk. Mikash, ain't a navi rishayil chali shtavar me'atav. That a navi can't add anything new. So it can't be that they just introduced a new letter. So I guess the first thing is define that. There's a sense to that principle, but what's the idea? What's it saying? And then, but then it gets more difficult. So the Gemara says, backs off. So it says, so it must be, elamai, that really they were both misinai. It's just that we don't know which is which. And then the navi came along and told us which one. So that, the Gemara thought, is legit. That you could say. Okay, that thought you could say. And then the Gemara says, no, you can't say that either, because Eila Mitzvah Shein HaRechash Lomata. So apparently there's Amin Maskana about whether that would violate this rule about Eina Navi Rishayil Chadash Lomata, you know? And the Gemara is saying, no, even that violates the rule. So what does it end up answering? It says, no, really, with the Mishinai we knew, but then we forgot, and then another came and told us. But that, the Gemara holds, doesn't violate the rule. But you could have argued it does, right? I mean, what's the difference? Bottom line is, if you tell me that a Navi can't tell you a halacha, like Lo B'Shemayimi or something like that, so then why could he tell you just even to remember what it was? Like, why is it that you have three cases? Cases, first of all, the Navi would actually introduce a new letter, that says it definitely can't. Then you have the case where where Mishinai wasn't clear, and the Navi, you know, tells you. That's Amin Maskana, whether they could do that. And then the third way is that if Mishinai was there, and then we forgot it, then Navi comes back and tells you, that is clear that you could do that. Navi could do that. So just like that, maybe we just get some ideas about what's going on in this principle of Mishinai Navi Rishayil Chadash Dover Me'ata. But the question is, the third one, is that why don't you say Lovash Miami? So we don't use Nebuah to establish Halacha. Halacha is Halacha. You can't use Nebuah. Nebuah is very nice, but it's not saying it. But it's saying is it was forgotten, totally forgotten, and then Navi figured it out. So it's just interesting. I mean, isn't that? I mean, it's whatever. I mean, say what you want, but I mean, it's you have to explain it at least, you know. Maybe you'll say. I mean, it seems like there's no problem like that, but it's just interesting. Like, I mean, I think you can explain, get into it more once you. I mean, I don't know, like, what are the parameters of when what Nevuah can do and when Nevuah can't do? You know, it seems like Nevuah could be involved somehow, and that's really what this Gemara is testing. To what degree could Nevuah be involved in the halachic system? You know, and the punchline is it could just be involved to remember something which was forgotten.